Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 194 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for September 10th is, what is a trial you are facing currently in your life? How can you use the challenge to take you to another level in your life? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of overcoming obstacles. Every so often, I like to review the fact that our fundamentals of success work in pairs. One fundamental is an inside or mindset fundamental, and the other fundamental in the pair is an outside or action fundamental. Today's fundamental of overcoming obstacles springs out of the inside mindset fundamental of rising above. And one of the visuals that I like to use with rising above and overcoming obstacles is the comparison of two different animals and their response to storms. The first animal and their response to storms that we would like to look at are buffalo. When buffalo see a storm approaching, they don't run away. They actually run straight toward the storm. Now, you might think this is a good thing. The buffalo are willing to take on their obstacles head on. They aren't scared of them, and they don't run away. And actually, by running into the storm, they minimize its impact on them. Because by going in the opposite direction of the storm, they are cutting down on the amount of time the storm is overhead. But the buffalo are just trying to survive and get through the storm. They aren't necessarily concerned about learning anything from the storm or using it to make them better. On the other hand, the eagle has a much different response to approaching storms. Unlike other birds who seek shelter when a storm approaches and just try to survive the storm, the eagle is proactive. And it flies with the storm and allows the winds of the storm to push it higher. When this happens, the eagle avoids any damage from the storm, but it also allows the eagle to improve because it moves to a higher perspective. The eagle takes the challenge and the adversity of the storm and goes to a new level. And this is exactly what we need to do in our lives. Maybe it's a situation with a colleague or an administrator at work. Maybe it's conflict with one of your students and athletes. Maybe it's problems at home. We need to move past just trying to survive the storm like the buffalo, and instead let the storm take us to a new level. But as we mentioned, this fundamental of success of overcoming obstacles is an outside fundamental. It requires us to take action. Now, what is that action for you? I don't have the answer to that. But as we mentioned on yesterday's episode, we have to give ourselves permission to fail. In our efforts to overcome our obstacles, we aren't always going to get it right, especially the first time. But sometimes we have to hammer away at the obstacle many times before we break through and can move to a new level. And sometimes we need to think of the story of the stonecutter by Jacob Riis, who says, quote, "Look at a stonecutter hammering away at his rock, perhaps 100 times, without as much as a crack showing in it. Yet at the 101st blow, it will split in two. And I know it was not the last blow that did it, but all that had gone before," end quote. Jacob Riis is telling us we must take action, and we need to take the right action, even if we don't see any results from it right away. So how about you? What is a trial you are facing currently in your life? How can you use the challenge to take you to another level in your life? Thanks for joining us today on the 1% Leadership Podcast. I've been reminded lately that teaching and coaching is one of the most challenging professions, but it's also one of the most rewarding, and it seems like it's getting harder and harder. But that is because now, more than ever, kids need us to write our own stories. They need us to make a greater impact on them. They need us to give them a better version of ourselves every day.